NBC Motor News on the Hour, brought to you by your American Motors Rambler dealer, now featuring his hot tag sale. Here's Neil Boggs.
The final leg of a long civil rights march is underway at Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In heavy rain and with a state police guard, 10 Negro men set out from the city limits headed for the Louisiana Capitol's Negro section. Their arrival will end a march that began a week and a half ago at Bogalusa, 106 miles distant. Tonight there's to be a rally, and because the Ku Klux Klan has a counter-demonstration scheduled, National Guard troops have been called out. H.Rap Brown has an appearance planned in Baton Rouge tomorrow, but he may not be there. The head of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee was arrested today in New York, charged with violation of federal firearms laws. A federal judge this afternoon denied a request by Brown's lawyer that the $25,000 bail set for his release be lowered, so Brown remains in jail. The lawyer, William Kunstler, charged that Brown is a political prisoner. The sheriff's office at St. Cloud, Minnesota, says David Hoskins has changed his story, admitting he shot his wife, then set the fire in which their four children also died. No motive was disclosed, although officials say one has been established. Repatriation of Arab war refugees, which got off to a slow start yesterday, was held up today because of the Jewish Sabbath. But the Red Cross says about 2,100 Arabs will be returning to their homes in Israeli-occupied Jordanian territory tomorrow. More news after this from Rambler.
This is Casey Stengel. Now there's a car you ought to take a good look at, which is called a Rebel, which makes it sound like it was built down south somewhere. But really, American Motors builds them in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is not Detroit. These fellas in Kenosha have a real thing about building quality into their cars. But you don't even have to take my word for it. There's this automobile fella, McCahill, who writes things about cars for Mechanics Illustrated, who had some good things to say about a Rebel, which he himself got to test. I quote, "There isn't a better intermediate-sized car built in the United States than the 1967 Rebel." I unquote. So you can see it ain't just the old professor who thinks this here Rebel is the kind of car you ought to look into, or for that matter, even drive.
The Rebel that Casey Stengel and Tom McCahill were talking about is now selling at the lowest prices of the year at your American Motors Rambler dealer's hot tag sale.
Once again, Neil Boggs.
The floodwaters are receding slowly in Fairbanks, Alaska, leaving both cleanup crews and flood victims marking time in starting the recovery job. Time is short because the Alaskan freeze sets in about 6 weeks. In Fairbanks, Red Cross representative Max Slate described the situation this way.
A major portion of Fairbanks is still underwater and supplies of food are still being delivered to people on rooftops. Of major concern to residents, city officials, and the Red Cross alike is the fight against time to get homes cleaned out and repairs completed before the onslaught of the bitter Alaskan winter. The first ground freeze is expected in about 6 weeks. Some observers say the odds are impossible, but with outside assistance and with their own personal kind of what I call Alaskan courage, the people here are busily engaged in the mammoth task of recovery.
Red Cross spokesman Max Slate in Fairbanks. A U.S. Marine task force is involved in one of the few ground operations in Vietnam today of any size. It moved into a jungled mountain area by helicopter, looking for the hidden headquarters of a North Vietnamese division. West Germany's Chancellor Kiesinger is quoted by a Bonn newspaper that he and President Johnson established a good relationship during their talks in Washington this week. They reached a better understanding, Kiesinger said, of mutual interests such as a nuclear non-proliferation treaty and European independence. More in a moment.
Wink, the sassy one from Canada Dry.
Sassy one is right. Latest reports from the Wink-mobiles put Wink ahead 5-1 in the National Flavor Poll as the most refreshing new soft drink of the past 2 years, with new Diet Wink a close second. What's the reason? Fresh fruit flavor. None of that imitation stuff for the sassy one. Even Diet Wink is made from real fruit juice. Try Wink today, regular or diet.
North Korea has accused U.S. forces of a truce violation in the Korean Demilitarized Zone. The North Korean news agency said a communist post was shelled and machine gunned by American troops. The nation's worst outbreak of forest fires this year continued today in 5 western states despite the efforts of thousands of firefighters. High temperatures are making the job more difficult. The fires have burned through more than 40,000 acres in California, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, and Washington, and in neighboring British Columbia. a slum area of Tokyo had its third straight night of rioting tonight. Roving bands of rioters smashed windows, stoned cars, and fought police for more than an hour. Again, the top story, the final leg of a long Louisiana civil rights march is underway at Baton Rouge. Neil Boggs, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when Canada Drives Wink brings you NBC Monitor News.
Dial in for dialogue on the Brad Crandall Show, weeknights at 9 on The Conversation Station, WNBC AM and FM, New York.
The Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys, to get the greatest deal, come see the Dodge Boys. Wonderful guys to deal with, wonderful folks to know. Wherever you are, pop in your car, come in and say some jokes. See the Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys, they're so dependable in every way. For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
And now's the time to see the Dodge Boys. You've heard that new cars are going to cost more this fall. Spokesmen for all the major manufacturers have said so. But right now, the Dodge Boys are offering special deals on those great new 67 Dodge cars and trucks. You're smart to have waited this long, but don't wait any longer. Now's the time to buy a Dodge. Go see the Dodge Boys.
For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, to your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, to Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too, life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, to Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Don't move, just leave your dollar, here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while, now here's Monitor.
Where 3 minutes ahead, singer Frankie Lane explains why different songs bring out different sounding Frankie Lanes. Talking cartoonist Al Capp will talk. And right now, the Seekers will sing On the Other Side.
When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. See all the reasons at your RCA Victor dealers now during color preview days. See the new Mark One, the most automatic color TV you can buy. See RCA Victor's new color portable.
If you buy now before September 15th, you can get your new color TV with no money down. First payment won't be due till November 15th at participating RCA Victor dealers.
When you first get color TV, there's gotta be a reason. And RCA Victor's got them all.
Watch now, pay later during RCA Victor's color preview days.
Frankie Lane, like many popular singers, had what they call a dry spell. A period when he coasted on the strength of many past hits. Now Frankie's on top again with a new style and a new sound. Monitor's Dave Niles talked with him about his unique musical approach.
Frankie, you have had three good records in a row. You sing, as far as you're concerned, pretty much in the same style that you did when you did That's My Desire, Blue Turning Gray Over You, Two Loves Have I, Shine.
Yeah.
And I suppose that the... Now, these songs to me mean something special, but I suppose later on when you did Wild Goose and I Believe and Writers in the Sky that you were singing, you were the same Frankie Lane, the same style, but to me you had changed.
Well, I think, Dave, that people change, too. In other words, 5 years later, you were not the same guy listening the same way because your tastes had broadened. You had become a little bit more sophisticated. You were listening for... maybe the same thing that had grown on you because this was what you liked. New people came along who had never heard Desire or Black and Blue or Sunnyside or any of those old early things, who, to them, I was the guy that sang Mule Train,
mm-hmm.
Wild Goose, Lucky Old Son. I was that Frankie Lane, if you know what I mean. So, in other words, Shine didn't mean a thing to them. Desire didn't mean a thing to them. And all of a sudden, I went into a new phase. I came up with Jealousy. I came up with Jezebel. I came up with I Believe and High Noon. The Western influence got stronger during that period, and yet at the same time, the biggest song is a spiritual, practically, mm-hmm. an inspirational type song like I Believe. That's still our number one song. My only explanation of the various types of Frankie Lane's involved in all these various types of songs, my explanation is that I let the song dictate to me how it is to be sung. Not every singer can take every song of a different type and sing it the way it's called for. I'm fortunate in that respect. Mitch Miller, who was with me for so long on Mercury and then again on Columbia Records, told me that I had a facility for being able to transport myself into the mood of whatever type of song was handed me. If you're, you know, involved in the song lyrically and emotionally and music, you must be thinking that feeling. There's a song we used to do called Satan Wears a Satin Gown, which you had to put yourself into a wild Louisiana type swamp feeling, which I've been down there and I could picture it in my mind, and I could picture this girl swimming in the pools in the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't be thinking in terms of Kid's Last Fight while I did that song. And this is my only explanation. I lose myself completely in the mood and the feeling and the lyric of each song.
You know, I think you are as a method singer.
That's a good explanation. But that's my explanation about my involvement with songs and why the different types of songs, people say I've changed from one to... I haven't. I still sing Shine the way I did it, and I still sing New Train the way I did it.
Frankie, thank you so much for coming by, and continued success.
Thank you, Dave. It was a pleasure, and I hope to see you again real soon.
This is Dave Niles returning you now to Monitor.
The new Frankie Lane, with his old mastery intact, sings country and western now. Here's Laura, What's He Got That I Ain't Got?
Laura, hold his hands and count my fingers. Laura, touch these lips you once desired. Lay your head upon my chest, hear my heartbeat. Gently, run your fingers through my hair. Touch these ears, let's listen to your wishes. Most of them fulfilled, and that's a lot. Let your soft, gentle hands caress my body. And tell me what he's got that I ain't got.
got that I can't give you. Well, it must be something I was born without. You took an awful chance to be with another man. So tell me what he's got that I ain't got.
Wall that I built for you. Laura, see this carpet that I laid. See those fancy curtains on the windows. Those satin pillows on your bed. Laura, count the dresses in your closet. Know the name on the checkbook.
Oh yes, tell me what he's got that I can't give you. Well, it must be something I was born without. And if there's time before I pull the trigger, then tell me what he's got that I ain't got.
Or
tell me what he's got.
It's 18 minutes after the hour. You're approaching Nancy Sinatra in 1 minute on the Monitor Beacon.
Know how Schaefer got to be the best-selling beer in the East? By being consistent. By consistently delivering flavor that never fades. Not in the second glass, not in the third. Schaefer gives you first beer pleasure every time around. So next time you buy beer, buy the best. Schaefer, the best-selling beer in the East.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Yes, sir, that's my baby.
It was 40 years ago, and the 20s roared with the Charleston, Flappers, and Bootleg Booze. In Bleeding Chicago, Al Capone and Bugs Moran waged a savage gangland war that climaxed in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Now, 20th Century Fox presents the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, starring Jason Robards, co-starring George Segal. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre, suggested for mature audiences.
Now at Lowe's and other theaters. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Ed McMahon here with the sounds of Monitor 67. Informative, entertaining, interesting. Sinatra sings, "You Only Live Twice."
Thank you.
You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Tired of the same old routine? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Drop in on Citgo. Catch up on the neighborhood news. Treat the kids to a Citgo lollipop. Relax and see how unboring a gas station can be. You see, we've made your Citgo station a little more pleasant, a little bit nicer than the ordinary run-of-the-pump gas station. Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
When your skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations, you need the soothing relief of Ammon's medicated powder. Ammon's helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents to help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable, with skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammon's is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammon's every day.
Al Cap is Monitor's talking cartoonist, our expert on nothing with opinions on everything. Al's got the new time religion on his mind today.
There's a new kind of swinging clergyman springing up all over. There's the Reverend Glenesk of New York, the Spencer Memorial Chapel, who recently showed a movie called Blow Up, which is about a sex orgy on Sunday, instead of a sermon. There's the Reverend Boyd of San Francisco, who prays in the new language of the beer joint and the bookie parlor instead of the old language of the Bible. And now there's the Reverend Waters of Wellfleet, Massachusetts, who recently put on a play called The Respectful Prostitute, which preaches that girls who sell their bodies to all comers on the streets are apt to be a lot sweeter and more honest than any other kind, and that's a moral lesson mighty few sermons I ever heard ever taught me. The Reverends Glenesk, Boyd, and Waters justify their use of the church to run sex films, to pray in the language of the pool room instead of the prophets, and to put on plays in praise of prostitution on the grounds that it brings young people into church. And you can't deny that it is. It's what those young people that are coming out with that the swinging ecclesiastics had better try to justify next. And now let us all pray for Al Cap on NBC's Monitor.
Al Cap is heard on Monitor every weekend.
I'm Casey Stengel. Now you take this feller, that dealer with the American Motors Rambler people. He's the guy who has a U.S.-built compact that lists at an import price. What's happening now is the kind of news which is the next best thing to a winning streak, and they call it a hot tag sale. Now, where I come from, a hot tag is where a good fielder gets the ball down only from his leg without letting the ball get kicked out of his club, which some of those real good, mean base runners can do. But this ain't it. This here hot tag is the one they got hung on, the 1967 Rebels and the 1967 Ambassadors, so they can sell him quick and make room for the 1968s. You ought to take a good look at those Rebels and Ambassadors, because they are just as tops in their classes as the little feller is in his.
Sound like a wild pitch? It's just Casey Stengel's way of telling you that the hot tag sale at your American Motors Rambler dealer is a sales event well worth looking into.
Thank you.
Bert Kempfert and orchestra stay with the happy people. All kinds of people hear Monitor on NBC stations around the country. In Lexington, Kentucky, they're listening on WLAP radio. Hello, Lexington. This is Ed McMahon. We'll return shortly.
This is Joe Garagiola. I'll be with you every weekend with my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
Dial in for dialogue on the Brad Crandall Show, weeknights at 9 on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Mom, beat the kitchen heat. Just listen to this. From Wetson's comes another mouth-watering eating delight. It's Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken. Done up just right, crispy and tasty on the outside, tender and delicious on the inside. For that snack or dinner at home, Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken Dinner, served with Idaho Golden Brown French Fries, a man-sized portion, only 69 cents. Love that chicken. For a beach party or whenever you're having a picnic at home, pick up a Wetson's Chicken Bucket, packed to go. For a family of three, $1.49. For a family of six, $2.98. Love that chicken. Top off your meal with Wetson's Thick Shake, creamy and refreshing. At Wetson's, you can always enjoy our U.S. government-inspected all-beef hamburger or cheeseburger. When you're looking for eating pleasure or a picnic delight, go to Wetson's. Love that Wetson's. In Brooklyn, a Wetson's at Flatbush Avenue and Empire Boulevard, directly across from the Botanical Gardens. In Franklin Square, there's a Wetson's on Hempstead Turnpike opposite Century's Franklin Theater. For the Wetson's nearest you, check your phone book.
Your host on Monitor 67. Four more summer Saturdays left, so make them count. We're counting on Mel Allen this half hour for today's sports news. Music first. It's such a pretty world today. Andy Russell.
It's such a pretty world today. Look at
get the sunshine.
Sunshine.
And every day's the same since I met you.
It's such a pretty world today.
Knowing that you're mine.
Knowing that you're mine.
Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you. And though the rain may fall, our skies will all be blue.
$50,000 vanished.
Wow! What a day! You'd think I was the only girl that worked in this bank. All the men line up at my window. So what's the big attraction? I mean, how good could I look in this cage? Nothing's new except for my toothpaste. The Ultra Bright toothpaste! Of course, that's it! It works! A taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's Ultra Bright.
You know it. After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Monitors ring around the world. A weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. In a minute, word from Cleveland on efforts to protect firemen from civilian attacks during riots. That report brought to you by the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong.
We regret that the Wynn Oil Company Corral, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, will be unable to perform today due to a rare epidemic of laryngitis. However, Mr. Keenan Wynn, who is not related to the Wynn Oil Company people, has graciously agreed to fill in. Are you ready?
Ready!
For hot weather, longer than average weekend and vacation driving, get Wynn's new Charge.
Ta-da-da-da-da, Charge!
In your crankcase, new Charge.
Ta-da-da-da-da, Charge!
Ensures full engine compression.
Compression!
Prevents oil burning.
Burning!
Gives your car total power.
Total power.
So switch to Charge. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Wynn's new Charge.
Ta-da-da-da-da!
And keep your car going strong. It's made by Wynn.
A no relation.
Of Azusa.
Azusa, Azusa, California. The keep your car going strong capital of the world.
Now, here's NBC News Cleveland correspondent Bob Harper.
In some cities, firemen have been deputized and carry guns. In others, extra police protection is assigned to every fire call. And in every American city plagued with racial unrest, attacks against firemen are increasing. Those waiting in ambush sometimes throw insults, more often rocks and bottles. Now there is an ever-increasing danger that snipers may attack with deadly rifle fire. Firemen have gone to Congress asking for a stiff federal law that will impose as much as a $5,000 fine and a 5-year prison term for assaulting or interfering with the firemen on duty. In 1966, following the Huff riots in Cleveland, the local chapter of the International Firefighters Association started an active campaign for federal protection. One of the men who drafted the original proposal, Cleveland Assistant Fire Chief Jim Nealon, went to Washington this week to help draft the association's testimony before a Senate subcommittee considering a fireman's protection bill. Chief, here on the east side, policemen are riding shotgun on all fire calls. Is this helping your men?
Well, it gives us a sense of security, I think, because it's bad enough to fight the fires, and usually by the time we get there, if they have been accelerated with gasoline or kerosene, at least they can devote their time to fighting the fire rather than worry about people throwing rocks or shooting at them. There's hardly a day goes by that we don't have some harassment, whether it's bottles, rocks, or something of that nature. Threats, sometimes it's just verbal, but we do have trouble.
Chief, what prompted the Cleveland local to introduce this type of resolution?
Well, after the Huff riots last year, we went to an international convention in Indianapolis, and we felt as though federal legislation would be more apt to deter the people harassing the firemen in the city of Cleveland than local legislation may.
Firemen know full well they face possible injury or death while fighting fires. But they're angered and confused by the prospect of being injured by citizens at the scenes of fires. One fireman said it's like being at war with one exception. Unlike soldiers, firemen better not retaliate. For Monitor, this is Bob Harper, NBC News, Cleveland.
Ring Around the World monitors weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Now a word about Martinizing dry cleaning. Vacation time's almost over, and Mother, now is the time to take your family's school clothes to your neighborhood one-hour Martinizing dry cleaner. Take advantage of Martinizing's thrifty back-to-school dry cleaning prices. And remember, there's never an extra charge for prompt service. Get your children back to school and off to a fresh start with one-hour Martinizing.
Your clothes will be cleaner, brighter, stay fresh longer. Be off to a fresh start with one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning.
It's 17 minutes before the hour right here on the Monitor Beacon.
The conversation station, WNBC, New York. You've probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor tell you about a special summer hearing aid value. Right now, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid, the Carlisle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the temple bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frame front. So let Elizabeth Hearing Aid Center, 1205 East Grand Street, near Broad Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now, because for a limited time only, they are offering a special introductory price on this tiny new Carlisle. And while you're there, see any of the other 18 Zenith Living Sound hearing aids. Now's the time to visit Elizabeth Hearing Aid Center, 1205 East Grand Street, near Broad Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, while the sounds of summer are on sale. You'll be glad you did.
Monitor music by the Arbors. Their latest is With You, Girl.
Met you on a Sunday, swimming at the shore.
This is Casey at the bat for American Motors. I just want to remind you that there's still a selection for you people who really want a lot of good things on the cars which they buy. Now you take that Rebel. You can have things like a big V8, which is 343 cubic inches, and I wouldn't mind having a 343 hitter anytime. And those Ambassadors, which are the all-stars, so to speak, there's still plenty of them, like good, honest four-door sedans, which is kind of a bread-and-butter model. But I understand that the American Motors fellas are selling them pretty fast. So it don't make too much sense to sit around and wait. They tell me the factory is starting to crank out the 68 models, so the 67's gotta go, which is kinda sad. But the young fellas keep coming up, and it's a pretty tough rig.
That's Casey Stengel's way of reminding you to see your American Motors Rambler dealer now during his hot tag sale. Chances are you won't find deals like these for some time.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now with Today in Sports, Mel Allen in person.
Thank you very much, Ed. Hello there, everybody. Baseball first, completed games only, American League. Cleveland shut out Detroit 1-0 behind the great one-hit pitching of John O'Donohue. That hit gotten by Tiger catcher Bill Freehan leading off in the second inning. O'Donohue retired the last 23 men in a row, struck out 11, walked 2. Joe Sparma was the losing pitcher. Duke Sims homered for Cleveland. Baltimore-Chicago postponed rain. Kansas City beat Washington 5-1. Jim Nash, the winning pitcher, Dick Nold, the loser. And at Yankee Stadium, where they celebrated their 21st Old-Timers Day today, in the regular game, the league-leading Minnesota Twins blanked the Yankees 1-0. Dave Boswell, the winner, Bill Monbouquet, the loser. In the two-inning exhibition game featuring the Old-Timers, Dave Pilley hit a three-run homer, sparking a squad of former Yankee foes to a 3-0 victory over the Yankee Old-Timers. In the National League, Chicago 6, Philadelphia 1. Rich Nye, the winning pitcher, Jim Bunning, the loser. Ron Santo hit his 27th homer of the season. Gary Sutherland hit one for the Phils. He was happy. It was his first in the major leagues. Elsewhere in baseball, Tony Conigliaro, the Red Sox slugger who was injured last night, his left cheekbone fractured by a pitched ball by Jack Hamilton of the California Angels, is reported in satisfactory condition. However, Boston's team physician said Conigliaro would be dead if that ball had hit him just 2 inches higher. It is doubtful he'll play again this season. The White Sox reactivated southpaw Tommy John, optioned right-hander Bruce Howard, the Indianapolis of the Pacific Coast League. Kansas City pitcher Luke Krause, suspended without pay by owner Charles Finley yesterday, said today the suspension was justified. It arose out of an incident on a plane on August 2nd. The nature of the incident, not revealed, but Finley yesterday ordered that no alcoholic beverages be served on commercial airlines to members of his team. In horse racing, the $75,000 added mile and quarter Travers Stakes at Saratoga won by Damascus, who came from 12 lengths off the pace in the backstretch to win by an astonishing 20 lengths from Reason to Hail. Tamiga third, Gala Performance fourth. The time 2:01 3/5, equaling the track record. This hockey note, one-time New York Ranger captain Camille Henry, the second highest scorer in Ranger history, was reacquired by the Rangers from the Chicago Blackhawks in exchange for a player to be named later. In the National AAU Outdoor Women's Swimming Championships in Philadelphia, Claudia Kolb of Santa Clara knocked 0.9 seconds off Donna DeBarona's listed world record in the 400-meter individual medley. She clocked 5:14 flat in a qualifying event. However, Miss Kolb has an even better mark pending, 5:09.7. Chicago Bear defensive end Ed Obradovich has changed his mind about retiring, signed a contract today, but was docked at the rate of $100 a day for refusing to report at the start of training, and his fine totaling $2,600 will now be turned over to the Chicago Community Fund. Today's scheduled meeting between unbeaten Intrepid and Columbia in the America's Cup selection trials postponed because of fog, rescheduled for Monday. The honeymoon plans of Cassius Clay, married last night to 17-year-old Belinda Boyd, up in the air. The dethroned heavyweight champ said today, "We'd like to honeymoon somewhere, Hawaii, if we go anywhere. Maybe we'll leave Sunday, maybe Monday. Probably it'll be Monday, since I got to go to the bank for some money and got to get some clothes ready." The Minnesota Twins have a secret weapon going for them in the AL pennant race. A fan who called manager Cal Ermer last night to congratulate him and his team for splitting with the Yankees. The caller, a Minnesotan, familiarly known as Vice President Hubert Humphrey. That's the late sports. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thanks, Mel. Mel Allen reports sports later today on Monitor, and tomorrow, too. A song now from Dionne Warwick. Burt Bacharach has composed nearly all the songs made famous by Dionne, and her current favorite is no exception. It's called The Windows of the World. Six of us at our house, and then there's this old English sheepdog who visits occasionally, and between us, we can go through a lot of shampoo. You ask my son Michael about washing an old English sheepdog. That's why Breck Concentrate Shampoo is such a good deal for us. Being a concentrate, just a little makes a lot of lather, so one tube lasts forever, it seems, and we're not always running out like we used to. Why don't you try it? Breck Concentrate Shampoo. Later today on Monitor, your host will be Ted Steele. Guests will include Gene Krupa, who recently conducted a drumming seminar at the Smithsonian Institute, singer Della Reese, and the first astronomer chosen as an astronaut trainee. You'll meet Robert Snelling, who runs one of the nation's largest employment agencies, and Dick Burke, creator of the musical group called King Richard's Flugel Knights. All that, plus sports, news, features, and Monitor music. Thank you. Joe Harnell at the piano with Guantanamera.
That covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al? Al?
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
NBC News on the Hour coming up. This is Ed McMahon. And may I say again, it's been a pleasure to be back with you. And now...
Want to know the score? Bill Mazur will tell you right off the bat. Weekdays at 5, Saturdays at 6 on The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. You've probably heard all about Roseland Dance City. Roseland Dance City, one of the brightest spots in town. Maybe your grandfather will remember an old song on a Saturday night. He may also remember when he danced on Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 to 6. The usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8. On Sunday, continuous all day from 3:30. But no matter when you come to Roseland, for the first time, the reaction's the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop you in your tracks. You glide out onto the largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen and dance to the finest music in the land. That's the ticket at Roseland. And that ticket is only $2 complete. Incidentally, restaurant and bar prices are surprisingly modest. Today, tonight, tomorrow, take your mate or date for your dancing delight to Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street, just west of Broadway.